healthcare people. So, Dr. Chris here, level3coaching.org. This recording really is made more for me than for you. I don't say that very often, but this one is. This is something I'm currently working on processing. So this is really high level stuff. If any of you have feedback or ideas, that would be appreciated because this is dealing with time. There was this one retreat that I had where I was at the Monroe Institute. And I did a Focus 15 meditation, and that was a timeless. That was actually what we were doing. We were going into timelessness. And in that meditation, I saw Ezekiel, I think it's Ezekiel's wheel, the angel that is made up of all those wheels. I didn't even know at the time that that's what I saw. I've looked it up afterwards, and I've been looking into angels a little bit and how they represent in energy. And my opinion is the really high level ones are extremely powerful, but they don't have a real physical presence. And I suspect whatever it was planted some sort of a seed. I don't even know what the purpose is. But I always get brought back at the deepest levels into time because everything else is almost like frames in a movie, like a moving picture. All the physical stuff exists statically until the component of time is added. This goes into religion, this goes into Taoism, however you want to look at it, because in religion, we have God loves, God looks out for, there's preference expressed. There's, you could have chosen people, you could have God loves you and wants whatever for you. And that's one level. That's going to be the level of differentiation. That's yin and yang, that's good and bad. The level above that, because in Taoism, it doesn't really differentiate it, but it does use these different facets. It does it better than almost anything else, a bit of than better than anything else that I've seen. Because it does say the Tao sees all men as straw dogs. And so that would be that highest level of Tao, where everything is just objects in motion. That is time. You see, through good and through bad, time moves on, time marches on. And interestingly enough, there's time dilation, distortion of time, depending on what we are doing, how our mood is, stuff like that. So time does have these components that are completely out there. Time goes faster, time goes slower, things can appear in slow motion, etc. Our being is only capable, no matter what, of processing X number of bits per unit of time. So if we're going to be processing at a super high definition, like some people will have in, well, they say everything slowed down and became very clear. So it's allowing by time slowing down, the amount of information processed per unit of time is going to increase. And what's really neat, what I saw last night in a meditation, is what's going to happen is going to leave breadcrumbs beforehand. It's almost a precognition because it's done through the heart. It can't exist. An event can't happen without energetically certain things happening beforehand. And this is demonstrated with all these random number generators, all this stuff. Before a big event happens, there's always a disruption. Animals knowing that there's going to be an earthquake and fleeing the forest. All of these events have a breadcrumb beforehand. And that is not exceptional to the animal world. That is true with all of us if we have eyes to see. So then we'll begin to see, and it's the grain of sand that leads to the avalanche or the snowflake, whatever you want to call it. It's that one little catalyst that then fractals through and creates a movement. But it always exists beforehand. We usually don't have eyes to see. So for a brief moment, I began to see that. And it was exceedingly powerful because this isn't like some woo-woo ESP stuff, which is awesome, by the way. I'm not even trying to diminish that. This is straight physics. It has to happen that way. There are particles in physics that travel backwards in time. So that falls into, I became aware of certain patterns of mine. I tend to connect at high levels. So the middle levels are missing for me. It's not exactly missing, they're just not as prominent as for other people. So what that would be out of body experience, lucid dreaming, all the great psychic stuff that everyone else gets to have, I sort of skip past that. And it's unfortunate. I really have wanted it, but I trust that there's reasons that I don't get it. Believe me, I know plenty of people who do have it and they love it. And I'm not, again, not dismissing. It's just my lot and what I work with. So skipping to the higher levels, there's always going to be, when I relate stuff, it doesn't always connect to people because I'm sort of jumping ahead. It's not that I intend to. It's just I'm not going to speak on what my reality is not. I'm not going to speak about someone else's experience. So a lot of my stuff kind of gets into a bit of nitty-gritty. Anyhow, so starting to see the breadcrumbs before the event now brings me back into that place of faith. You see, even though I have these gaps, that's where I have to work on my own trust, on deepening my own connection to my faith, because I have to be able to let go and trust the process. Starting to see the breadcrumbs really gave me this opening of, wow, now I can see that it's part of a bigger plan. I can see the beauty of it as it happens. And that helps me to connect a lot more deeply. So, and I keep saying so, and I do apologize. I will work on that. That is a habit. Time itself is the grandfather. And as I'm becoming more acquainted with it, it does deepen my level of trust. It deepens my level of excitement, of wonderful anticipation, and of faith. And I'm going to circle back into slightly more relatable normal topics. A few days ago, my stomach felt a little off, and it felt like a weird autonomic nervous system, like almost a nervousness. And I would eat and be full like 8 hours later. And it was really weird. It happened for about two days. Didn't feel quite right at all. And last night I'm on a call for one of my coaching classes, and there were four of us. All four have been having weird symptoms all across the country because there's been so much energetic movement. This is what I mean by the breadcrumbs. These are breadcrumbs of something to come. We are clearing pathways to improve our wiring to handle the increased energy. This came up at the very end of the call, and essentially, all of us in our lives, I'd had anxiety a few weeks ago, I spoke about that. All of us in our lives have been getting so slammed. One person was saying how she was with her elderly parents, and not one, but both of them got sick, and it was just such overwhelm dealing with it. And prior to that, on another call, I had said, the opposite of faith, everyone says the opposite of faith is love, and that's the answer she gave. The opposite of fear is love, is what she told me, because that's what everyone says. And I said, no, the opposite of fear is faith. Because if you think about fear as anxiety, love isn't going to get rid of anxiety. It'll make you feel better through it. Faith gets rid of that unknown and that stress of it. So being able to sink into that and be present really opens up the door to reality continuing to improve. And we had had that conversation, and then she said to me, well, yeah, all of this stuff happened, and I was stressed out. And then I reconnected to the faith part because she knows all this stuff, the Buddhism and everything else, but we know it in our heads. It's only when we let it sink into our heart that we connect to the faith. And that's what created the shift. All of this happening as we're in an increase of energy, and that's going to be the boost, lack of a better way of putting it. That's going to be, that's how we level up, by connecting to, by clearing the areas that are inauthentic, by connecting to that. And so the conversation I had with her was kind of that breadcrumb to the event of the health issues. And none of us had planned it. And when we look, we can see the perfection in it over time. At the time, real time, we don't really see it. Afterwards, it's like, wow, that was put in my way perfectly beforehand. And then as we become more sensitive to that, we begin to feel what's going to happen by what comes into our lives. Anyhow, it was a pretty powerful experience. And then it did end up that all four of us had funny stomachs all at the same time. This would be in the end of January. You know, this would have been the 21st of January. And completely different areas, completely different lives, just came up at the end of the call through conversation. There's a lot of powerful things going on. We are all in this together, sometimes in a role of apparent adversaries, other times in a role of apparent allies, and sometimes just as background scenery for someone else's movie. We're all the main character. I hope someone can connect to this, because this is just like almost totally random stuff, but it's also, this is what I'm pretty sure I'm going to be building on later on. I'm putting it out there as a placeholder. If you stuck with me this far, you're a champion, and God bless you.